KRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott has dropped out of the 2024 race. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Scott abruptly made the announcement Sunday night in a development that surprised his donors and stunned his campaign staff, who found out during Scott's Sunday night appearance on the Fox News channel. The South Carolina senator entered the race in May with high hopes, but he and the rest of the GOP field have struggled in a race that has been dominated by former President Donald Trump, despite Trump's four criminal indictments and a slew of other legal challenges. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden and his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, are preparing to meet at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit this coming week in San Francisco. U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty told the Salem Radio Network that the Biden administration needs to get tough with China.
They are right back where they were before President Trump came into office in the East China Sea and the South China Sea. The militarized islands there, they're threatening trade. They're encircling the Senkaku Islands. They're harassing and threatening all over the region from a military standpoint. Their Navy is extremely aggressive. They need to back down on the Taiwan Strait.
The Tennessee Republican was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network this week. Ahead of the November 14th observance of World Diabetes Day, Dr. Christopher Wrench with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says even moderately high blood sugar levels could be linked to a greater risk of heart disease. He says research shows relying on diabetes as a marker for a high risk of heart disease leaves many other patients vulnerable.
What we found is even those with moderately elevated levels, those that have pre-diabetes, as well as those who have diabetes, are all at risk for incident heart disease.
And that is Dr. Christopher Wrench with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. This is SRN News. California wants to help men give birth.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require health insurance companies to provide drugs to male patients to treat what the legislation calls their, quote, infertility. This is all about transgenderism, of course, although it does get a little confusing. The bill states that coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be provided without discrimination on the basis of gender, gender expression, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life and pro-abortion advocates are both predicting the issue will be a key one in next year's elections. Marjorie Dannenson-Felser with the of SBA Pro-Life America says Democrats are going to make abortion front and center through 2024. The GOP consultant class needs to wake up. Pro-abortion groups say they'll spend big money on their 2024 campaigns. According to AP Votecast, 63% of voters in this month's midterm election said abortion should be legal. This is SRN News. An argument escalates into a deadly confrontation in Texas.
Two children and three other people shot at a Texas flea market Sunday evening, and one shot later died at hospital. Officers responded to a call of shots fired at Kohl's Flea Market in the Pearland area. That's about 17 miles south of Houston late Sunday afternoon. Police say the shooting happened after an argument between two people who did not know each other. It resulted in gunfire inside the market. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
President Biden has said that the Israel-Palestinian conflict cannot go back to the status quo before Hamas's brutal surprise attack on October 7th and Israel's devastating response, but charting a new path forward, even if Israel is successful at removing Hamas from power in Gaza, will require a change in the U.S. approach as well. After decades of trying to manage the conflict, the U.S. is confronting new limits. More details at srnnews.com.